world where Toku fans are easy and the wrong figure arts are released for retail.
Hello, welcome to our Season 7, Episode 36.
Dangerous Zombieland. Get it? Because the movie?
Hold on.
No?
I only heard half of it because my headset cut out. What was it?
Dangerous Zombieland.
Okay, makes sense.
Because the movie? There
makes
we
sense.
Go.
I got it.
I had another one that I like better, but I'm going to save it for next week because it makes more sense for next week. So that's a teaser for you. It's going to be upwards of, like, 1 milliliter of exciting. I don't know why I just measured it in liquid. What was that about? Is that a liquid measurement? I'm not a scientist. Don't talk to me, criminal! Don't talk to me!
I know, metrics.
The criminal in this scenario was me. Yeah, exactly. Pip, pip, da doodly doo.
In the sideshow.
I know, I missed the Snyderverse. It was killed by a feud between Ariana Grande and the other one. Real life Sam Puckett. I can't remember her name. Jeanette McCurdy, there we go. Boom. I remember their names better than I can anybody in Toku, apparently. Still didn't even know that dude's name was Mario till last week. Is there for real two guards just sitting here shooting this shit? Like,
what else are you gonna do?
Well, I mean, I just walked in. That's, like, unfair to me as a player. Don't be a player hater. Classic. What am I here talking about? Should we just do the one-ups before these guys murder me horribly?
Probably.
Come at me, bro. Not you. You're good. Stay there.
I don't think I've, like, bought anything, like, at the store. My HLJ box that was in New Year's Hell finally got here.
Nice.
And so that had a bunch of Digimon stuff and... like, all of December's, bless you, Leon, X-Aid stuff, so I got the Bugster buckle, and the zombie thing, and the Mighty Brothers, and...
Does the Mighty Brothers figures come out this weekend?
No. They come out the 21st.
Oh, Jesus.
I believe. Let me double check.
Okay, because I was gonna wait and ship mine out then because I figured, hey, what's a couple extra days, but if it's gonna be that long.
It might even be the 28th. I'm not 100%. Let me check.
That's weird.
And of course, I was delinquent and didn't update the schedule. Even after I had updated it. Yeah. I'm indeed a delinquent, but. So I got all that. Oh, the case, the Gashot case thing. So that's here. All that shit's there. I ended up getting the Japanese version of Power Master Optimus Prime from Titan's Return because I needed it in my life. And mostly because they announced God Bomber is such a funny name. but the like additional like robot buddy that he had that makes all sorts of armor and stuff. So they announced that and I'm like, well, okay. So there we go. That was my thought process on that. But he's sitting at my desk. He's all sorts of awesome.
Ignore the dog tap dancing concert in the background.
Well, that's my house. And the Rider 1 Gashot tried to get here, even though we were sitting in the living room. Literally, you probably deserved it.
Did they not ring the doorbell?
Exactly. Like, we were in the living room, like, all day. There was no knock. There was no doorbell. Now, granted, it was storming, but still. So I'm not sure what went on there, but, I have, like, pink slips here that I can fill out and put on the door, but I didn't put one on the door because we were sitting here.
Home.
And so now I know just to always put one on the door, even if we are sitting here, apparently. But I have to go get those still, and I have to immediately mail out two of them. One Jesus. For Kevin and one for my friend Chris, because they got in on the Yahoo Japan auctions action that we had going on. But yeah, so
that doorbell thing's happened to me a bunch, but it's never on signing things. It's just like they'll leave it on the door, like with Pokemon. They'll just leave it there and not tell me, so I'll just be, you know, sitting here like an idiot.
Oh yeah, that happens all the time with me too. Like Power Master Optimus Prime, when it got here, they didn't ring it at all. Like, we were heading out the door, and I opened it, and there was a box on my porch. I'm like, oh, that'd be swell to have known about.
Yeah, exactly. Especially with Pokemon. I'm sitting there posting memes all day long. Did they not see the memes?
Do you not understand the memes?
I mean, honestly.
We have the memes.
It made for a fun Twitter thread, but I mean, come on.
Yeah, the figures are the 28th.
Okay, so I guess I'll just ship it out now then, and just they can wait.
Yeah, the Gear Duel, the Zombie Vinyl, Paradox's first vinyl, and the two Brothers Level Up Riders are all on the 28th.
Okay, I'll just wait and ship all that shit together.
The Key Slashers on the 21st.
Oh, the Waffle Maker? I'm not getting that, so.
The Waffle Maker.
I can buy my own waffles, thanks.
Hashtag Ego.
Exactly. That 11 life.
Hashtag Lego my Ego. but yeah, other than that, I did start Tomb Raider. It's fantastic.
It's fun.
And it's a good time. Additional note, you were right, it was originally released in 2015.
So. I thought so. Because I remember it was, like, weirdly not delayed or just had a weird date or something like that. Some chiz.
But, yeah, that's really about it.
Is that my turn, then?
Yeah, that's how it goes, generally.
Okay, so I finished up Dishonored in my regular playthrough, which wound up being low chaos, which I thought it was going to be high chaos because I was on that mission I was just telling you about that took me forever. That I was killing everybody because I couldn't figure out what to do, so I wandered throughout the whole house and I couldn't help but kill everybody. Not like I was bloodthirsty, but like in order to survive. And then it turns out this door that I thought I couldn't get through that had wooden planks in front of that I thought I needed to go through a back entrance, all I needed to do was slash it with my sword and I could get in. So luckily I had a save before I killed everyone that I could just get in, but I spent like hours wandering around this mansion killing everyone, ruining my good reputation. And it was a simple fix, but I finished that, and I had intended on picking up through the high chaos of this game, and that's what I'm doing right now. And like I told you, it's going a lot faster, since I know everything that happens, except for a couple different choices I've made. Other than that, I'm almost caught up with Shadowhunters and Magicians. I'm kind of taking Magicians slowly still, because I want to stretch it out till it comes out, you know how it is, on the 25th, because I like it so much. And I had a bit of a shipping debacle as well with I ended up ordering most of the movie stuff from ToysRUs.com because they had free shipping, and I knew I wasn't going to be able to record for at least a week between my sickness and the weather and everything. So I was like, well, that'll work out because it'll get here by the time I'm better or close to it. And then so it looked like it was going to arrive Monday, and based on the tracking, and then I double checked it on Sunday morning, and it said the address was incorrect and it's being returned to sender. I'm like, for fuck's sake. What made it worse is that when I found the six pack and the Voltron, the Black Lion, they had everything at my Target, so I could have gotten it, but like it was still okay because I knew it was on the way and I was still sick, so I couldn't record anyway. But like, I wish I would have known about that sooner. So I contacted them and they said, oh, we're so sorry, we'll try to correct it, because it turned out to be a glitch on their side where they forgot to print my apartment number on there. So it just had the apartment, like, complex address, but no apartment number. So it was their fault. And they said, well, we tried to, like, fix it and tell them in time, but we couldn't. We're sorry, you'll be refunded in 10 days. And I emailed back and I clarify. I'm like, okay, so these for sure aren't getting here because I'm just going to go buy them in person. And she's like, yes, we're so sorry for the inconvenience, we'll be refunded in 10 days. So I go to Target and buy them all, which worked out because I got saved money by using my Target card. And so I bought everything, everything's all happy, and then guess what was at my door yesterday? Two big boxes of movie stuff from Toys R Us, and to top it off, they didn't ring the doorbell. So I went to take out my trash like at 5 o'clock, and there's two gigantic boxes, and I was like, for fuck's sake. So now I have to return all that stuff. On the bright side at Target, the only thing I couldn't find was Alpha, and that was in the box, so I pilfered that from my own box. But that was...
Time Gizzard.
That was a shit show. But yeah, that's pretty much it. You pretty much arrived just in time for your turn.
Great. So speaking of Time Gizzard, one story before I get on to my fun tales of Comic-Con... One thing I forgot to tell was that one of the things Keely got for Christmas was this For Real Friends dragon.
For Real yeah. Friends.
It's really creepy. But she when she first got it open, her mother opened it for her and I was working. I come home and I'm relaxing and sitting in my bed looking on the computer, and she comes to me and goes, "Dad, this is my baby dragon." So of course, first thing that pops into my head is baby dragon. So like I go, "That's your baby dragon?" She's like, "Yeah." I'm like, "If I get a time wizard, will it?"
Sorry.
What?
Oh, he's real.
I said, "Sorry. So if I get a time wizard, will it turn into a thousand dragon?" And she just stared at me, very confused, like, "What? What?" It's like, "No, it's just a baby dragon."
Man,
like, I had
no idea
what I was talking about. I'm just like, I kept pushing it, and just got no fun responses out of this 6-year-old. It was very upsetting. But I kept trying. Joey Wheeler would have been proud of me. But yeah, so my HLJ box almost arrived today, but no one was home. So hopefully tomorrow I should be getting my Buggle Driver.
Lots of box troubles this week.
Yeah, my Dragonite Hunter Z Gashat, my Gashat case, and the Mighty Brothers Double X! Because that's all in that box.
You missed the part, but your Rider 1 Gashat tried to arrive today. Yesterday. So I have to go get that.
Yes, Dudley.
Yeah.
Words ruined.
So that happened. So we had the New Orleans Comic Con this past weekend. That was fun. So, well, I mean, except for the parts when Kaylee was acting like a monster. So we went all weekend, and kind of like the first day is every year they set this place up differently. I don't know why. They can't just have at least the same general format every time. Every year it's like trying to we're walking in blind, like I don't know what the fuck I'm doing. But so we go in, we brought the baby this year, which she actually was very well behaved and enjoyed it and walked around most of the time, even though we brought a stroller. We ended up on Friday meeting Jesus.
Sounds like an honor.
Like we had bought autograph tickets in advance for a couple of people, and we bought the photo ops in advance. And so I went, and what was nice this year, see, last year when you did it in advance, you had to specify, like, "I want an autograph from this actor on this day." And like, well, that's pretty fucking rude. Like, how do I know shit's not gonna conflict with each other? So this time, though, it was just like you bought an autograph ticket for David Ramsey or for Tom Payne. You didn't have to specify, "I want Saturday" or "I want Sunday." So I redeemed all my tickets at once and just kept them in my bag for safekeeping, because the line was short on Friday and the line the rest of the weekend was butt-fuck long. So like, well, this is cool. So I go, and Kaylee's... I walked away to go redeem the ticket. I come back, Haley's crying. I'm like, "What the fuck?
What the fuck, bitch? You're ruining my weekend. I'm gonna meet Dolly. I don't have time for this. Wait, shit, we're going to the fire station."
So, something about like the little root beer, because we got the mug. We brought our mug from last year, and so you could go to this little stand, pay $5, and get free refills all day. So we spent $15 the whole weekend on drinks, and we filled this mug like, I don't know, 10, 12 times. It was great. It's pretty good root beer. So we filled it up, and she wanted her own cup, and Cordy was like, no, I'm not fucking buying you your own cup. You can deal with this little sample cup they gave you, or nothing at all. And she was whining and crying. Well, we were just looking around to see where everyone was, and happened to see, oh look, it's like 7:20, and Jesus will be at this table at 7:30. So
water into wine.
We may as well just stand here and wait. Which we did, and we were like the only ones in line. So we're like, well, fuck, wait, this is great. We wait there, and he comes, and there's Kaylee just carrying on, and he came over, and he was real nice to her, and like was talking to her and trying to make her feel better and stop crying, and of course he's British in real life, which is weird.
Who knew?
Jesus is British, right?
Classic Walking Dead cast mess around.
But we told Kaylee, we're like, look, Kaylee, now you can go to school and tell all your friends that you met Jesus and that you got a picture with Jesus.
Tell him Jesus didn't tap.
And he actually wrote, if you look, Jesus didn't wipe. If you look, he actually signed the autograph thing, Jesus Loves You, which is fantastic. And there goes the alarm again to tell me to come record the podcast. That thing's been going off like every 5 minutes for an hour now. No, it just... You did that. You're right there. Okay. Jesus. And then we...
In summary, Jesus.
I actually did, right? I didn't actually see JDF the whole weekend. It was great. and then we went there... Well, when we were getting ready to leave, there's a big statue of the Hulk. And so we're like, okay, Kaylee wanted to take a picture with the Hulk. So we're like, sweet, let's take a picture with the Hulk. So we get the girls to stand in front of it. We get a picture. We're going to get a picture. And then this asshole walks right in front of where we're trying to take the picture at. Like, just completely uncaring, not giving a shit. His buddies all walked around behind us very politely. And he did not. So, of course, being the person that she is, my wife told him a few choice things about being an asshole walking in front of the picture, to which he summarily ignored because, you know, being an asshole. So she gets the picture of the girls and decides that, you know what, I'm going to go tell this asshole something. She walks off. I'm trying to get Natalie's jacket back on with my sister and just generally ignore the situation because that's the kind of person that I am. I don't like confrontation. So, I don't know what
I just hear Rex in my head saying, I don't like confrontation! You know,
like...
Sorry.
So, I didn't see or hear what happened. All I know is that me and my sister are getting Natalie's jacket on. I turn... While I'm trying to still hold this mug of root beer that's not finished. There's a little bit left in it, so I don't want to spill it. I turn back around and I just see her throat punching the guy.
Oh my god.
Apparently she went and told him something and... What did he say? Something about...
Mary.
He told her to get out of his face and called her an old lady, so she punched him in the throat. And...
Maybe he was just a weeb and called her an obasan. And something happened.
So, of course, I see this and I'm like, oh man, here we go. I'm gonna have to go kick somebody's ass now. I really don't want to do that. But, fortunately, the rest of his friends... One of his friends tried to, like, do something, so, like, I don't know, be hard or whatever, and then she was about to whip his ass too, and I'm like, I don't really want to have to go get in a fight, but if I have to do this, I'll just kick this dude's ass, but I didn't have to. And they wanted to apologize, and she just laughed in their face and was like, no. So she starts walking off with Kaylee, and Kaylee's like, you're awesome, Mom! Like, because you know Kaylee's violent herself. So she... This is just the fun times, and we're just looking like, oh god, this actually happened. And, so we came back on Saturday. Like, the whole time I'm just waiting for, like, somebody to just come say something, to come tell us something, be like, oh, yeah, y'all can't come back or whatever. I'm like, but nothing happened. Because I guess the dude was just a little bitch. And so we came back on Saturday. We were just walking around some more, looking at different things. We met Kaylee from Firefly, who was awesome and nice. And Kaylee got to meet Kaylee. And then they had Chewbacca there, right? Peter Mayhew was there, just looking like death. And because it is wrong when you say it. he rides around like a little rascal scooter. And
he can go in his hover.
It was crazy because they set it up for like he's on one end, and then at the other end is the other guy that did Chewbacca and Force Awakens, through all like the action scenes, like as though they couldn't be next to each other. It might cause some kind of like a like a problem.
Chewbacca like, rivalry, Chewbacca Tyson.
Like I guess it's like if they tried to put Ezra Miller next to Grant Gustin, it would just explode because it'd be two flashes and no one would know what to do.
And then Ezra Bridger, it's like holy shit, man! It's like three Ezras.
So I was like, well, this is weird. But that dude he's just this fucking tall, and you can see him. It's funny because anytime he'd be walking to or from his table, you could just see him over the entire crowd because he's like 6.5-7 foot tall. So we walked around, we did a few things. Kaylee was just being a general ass, and then she climbed in Natalie's stroller and fell asleep. And finally we're just like, well, fuck this, we're gonna leave. And so I'm not even sure how the decision got made, but the decision got made that we were gonna go see Abraham before we left. So I was like, okay, that's fine, let's do this. So I guess he had a short line and we wanted to see him. So we go to his table, and he was real friendly, and he saw Kaylee just asleep in the stroller, and he's just like, well, mission accomplished, I guess. And we're like, right? And then he saw the baby. So, and unlike most people who are just playing with the small child, which is like, you know, fine, I guess, whatever. He put a bunch of hand sanitizer on first, knowing that he's just met like thousands of people, and that, you know, you don't want to just get somebody else's kid sick because God only knows what this convention full of nerds is spread to you. And it's so funny because Natalie's just taking this all in, and playing with everybody, talking. She was dressed as Belle from Beauty and the Beast on Saturday, and we were sitting waiting for, I don't know what we were doing, and there was this other lady, you know, like an adult dressed as Belle, so she's just staring at her, and she's pointing, she's like, Belle! And she, like, would take a couple of steps towards her and point and look at me and look back and, like, take a couple more steps, like, do you want to go see her? And it was the cutest thing, and that's what was happening the entire time. Kaylee dressed in her little Ninja Turtle outfit and kept taking parts of it off as we were going through the day. Because I don't know. I'm not really sure why she comes to things dressed up, but she did. And then on Sunday, she dressed as Elsa and just changed out of that halfway through the day. I really don't know what we did this for.
First part of the season or second?
What?
Elsa, Dino Thunder.
Oh.
Like the weird dreadlock cap or the long hair.
But, Lord. Well, dreadlock cap thing, weird.
Only Elsa that matters, Principal right. Randall.
We were walking around and we found the table where I bought my War Turtle last year, and the dude had a whole bunch of different Pokemon plushes of all kind of things, and some shiny, some megas, a couple of Alolan forms, or whatever. I really don't know where all these came from. He said they're all imported. I'm not really sure imported from where. But they're nice and soft, whatever. So we're looking, and that was the first day. And Kaylee had changed in her mind. I want this. I want that. I want this. And she ends up getting a My Little Pony because they had some ponies there instead. I don't know what.
It's not a Pokemon.
Exactly. She wanted Rainbow Dash. I'm like, well, fuck Rainbow Dash. Like, because like she wanted Lucario at one point, and then she before that she wanted, I don't even remember who. She had a couple of different ones in her hand. She's like, I want this, like the Goodra, and she kept changing her mind. Ended up wanting a pony. It's like, well, that's weird. Well, Saturday comes, and my wife had to go to the car to get her wallet out because she forgot it in the car, which I still think was a clever ploy to get me to buy things. And so she forgets it in the car, she goes back, and I see this little girl with a Rapidash, which, you know, that's her favorite, and so we've been trying to find one. And I text her, I'm like, look, this little girl's a Rapidash, and she texts her, go ask where she got it. Well, I know where she got it, and I can't just go ask, like, an 8-year-old child,
hey, little girl, where'd you get that pony?
Exactly, like, that, it doesn't really work the same way if you're an adult guy and you just go up to a little girl and ask them the questions. It just doesn't. Like, that's not how the world works anymore. You can't do it. And because Kaylee was in the bathroom with my sister, and so I had no children around me. So, like, if I had Kaylee, I could, like, have Kaylee with me and be like, where did you get that? I have a child with me, and it looks like I want to buy this for my child. Not like, oh, hey, little girl, I want to just take you away somewhere.
Come like, join us. I already have one.
Right? So we go over to that table, and we ask the guy, do you have a Rapidash? He's like, oh, no, I sold the one that was on the table. Unless they're in these bags that are under the table, I don't have any more. So one of the other dudes working the table comes and starts digging through shit, and like, no, I don't see one. So we're still looking around the table. I was convinced there was one in one of those bags, but I didn't want to just start digging through these people's shit. The dude that was looking realized he didn't look in one of the bags and comes out, pulls out a Ponyta. And I can hear this squeal behind me, a squeal of delight. And I'm like, what the hell happened? So I turn around and he's handing her a pony. I'm like, oh, he found it. And I'm looking at him like, wait, there's no horn on that. That's a Ponyta. And she's like, whatever, we're just going to go with it. It's close enough for right now. And I'm like, okay, whatever you want to do. So she got a Ponyta. And so that was walking around with us. Fortunately, I brought my bag. My bag was the hero, the real hero of this endeavor, because I could keep, like, I had Natalie's little diaper backpack thing clipped to it. I had the root beer mug clipped to it. I had all of our jackets shoved in it. And somehow still had space for other things. I don't know. I think this bag just has no bottom to it. It just never ends. So that was cool. And we, let's see. I want April. I want Raph. I want Mondo Gecko. And I want Donatello. Playing Ninja Turtles while I'm talking. So after we saw Abraham, we walked right across the way. And we're like, hey, let's go see Michael Rooker. This will be fun. So
Al Rooker was there? Went to
What?
Did he introduce the Power Rangers?
Did he?
So we go, and as it was, when Kaylee was having her morning fit, he was walking to his table and he just stopped to talk to her and just goes, he's like, "Wham, mommy, I don't want to go home." And she just stopped and didn't know what to do and stared at him. And then he went to his table and we're like, Kaylee, you know who that was? And she looked and was like, no, Mike, that's Yondu. And then she freaked out because she likes the Guardians of the Galaxy. So we go to his table and she's asleep in the stroller. And so I'm carrying Natalie because, you know, she's just being adorable. And the guy working the table gave us, like, a free selfie with him because he liked Natalie in her dress. So we're like,
should be
okay,
free, to be honest.
That's cool. Well, Wizard World won't let them.
Oh.
Like, yeah, no, we're going to get to that in a minute. So
that's why JDF's associated with them.
That makes
right.
sense.
We go there, and he insisted upon taking an extra selfie with Kaylee in the stroller sleeping because he thought it was funny. And then helped us push the stroller out of the booth and like the next few spaces down and just telling everyone we passed to be quiet because Kaylee was sleeping and not to wake her up. And it was pretty funny. But so we had done that. We got up there early the next morning to meet Diggle because we had planned our day out. We wanted to meet him early before our photo with Jesus. and we had to wait because Diggle was not on time.
Damn it.
And so he came there, and it's one of those things where I've experienced this a few times before where, like, I'm going to go meet Diggle. And I'm like, in my head, I'm like, okay, I'm going to meet him, and I'm going to tell him how awesome he is, and you know, we like him. And I was totally going to just be like, Dawson always says, like, doesn't even have a Diggle. Like, and I was going to be, it's going to be a great story. And instead what happens is we get up to the table, and I'm just looking at him, and I'm just looking at him. And words don't form.
That's what happened to me, to be honest. Words cannot express.
It's you.
You meet Diggle.
The Diggle.
Yeah, like, you're just looking, and you're like, And he's, like, the nicest person. And she hugged him, and she was all excited. And he's the nicest person when you meet him. He's very friendly. And he signed. Of course, we got the shirtless picture, because I don't know. That's what the ladies chose to get him to sign. And as he's signing it, he says, "Not on the abs." So he like signed around his abs when he was doing it, so that he wouldn't write over them. Like, and then we mentioned something about Stephen Amell being here, and he like it was just like, "Oh, Stephen's here. Where's he at? Where
Dolly?"
BFF. Like, oh. Like, okay, the bromance is strong with this one. Like, because they moved booths around, I guess, overnight between Saturday and Sunday, so that for Stephen and Mel to have a booth. Instead of just setting it up early, they, like, didn't want you to know where it was going to be or something. So that was fun. We met him, we got in line, take a picture with Jesus. Jesus is shorter in real life than you would expect. I don't know why I expected him to be taller, but we did. And we walked around a bit and came back because we had our Dolly photo op, which that was just amazing. And then if you think it's bad meeting David Ramsey in person, meet Stephen Amell in person, because you pretty much have the same response. Don't look into his eyes. I don't know if Dawson remembers when we met the Megaforce Rangers, and he was staring into at Sierra Hana, and then you just forget. He forgot that I was there. That's exactly what happened.
It's true.
Like, you don't remember where you are. You're just,
forgot I was there.
Because we did the photo op. Like, let's go immediately to his autograph line, which was full. They had the VIPs and it with the
they
VIP.
Followed me. And, sorry, this really surprised me.
What followed you?
The evil bitches.
Oh, okay. And then they had like the multiple line path or whatever of all the general admission people, and that was full. We're like, well, fuck. So we waited a few minutes, came back, and
We got in the line,
and we're like, sweet, we're gonna. And it didn't take that long. We went all the way through, and then we get up to the front of the line, and you're like, oh, he's right in front of me. Like, but he was real cool, and that was just awesome. And so we met him, and then I think pretty much after that we left. We had nothing else to do. And Kaylee was still being an ass, and we were just like, we're done here. So we went home. We gave her the option not to go, but she insisted she wanted to meet the Arrow. And then then the next day she's like, I don't want to get the picture, but she got the picture anyway. And Wizard World, like, they make them charge for shit, because the first couple of years that the Walking Dead actors were like, when it first got popular and they were showing up to like everything, and they would just take pictures. You bought an autograph, and sometimes if they liked you enough, they'd go, here, give him a second autograph. take a picture with me. And they would just give you shit for free. Like, constantly. And I guess word got back to the Wizard World people that that was happening, and they were like, Negan, I'm going to shut that shit down. Like, because, like, that's how, like, we went, and my sister met Shane, and I hadn't even watched the show yet at that point. I mean, the show was maybe in its third, starting its third season, and Shane was there. And I can't think of his name, but he was real cool. She got a picture with him.
Frank Castle.
Right. And then I know Michael Rooker would just take pictures with people for nothing at the table constantly. And Norman Reedus, like, we bought one autograph. Norman Reedus took multiple pictures with each of us. And, like, here's another autograph. Like, they just throw shit at you. And the Wizard World people, like, came in and were like, you can't do that. You're supposed to charge for all this. It's like, well, I don't want to. It's fucking ridiculous.
We already have a lot of money. We're famous actors. Like, oh, for fuck's sake, there's no need for it. Sorry.
And I think it's why they started having, like, oh, you have to, like, buy an autograph ticket for things. And because to make sure that they got a cut, they knew how many autographs were sold, because, like, Stephen Amell, certain people like Stephen Amell, you could not pay at the table for anything. You had to do it in advance. They did the same thing, like, with Chris Evans last year and with Matt Smith, is that you had to buy everything in advance. You could not give them cash at the table. Other people standing up and moving around because my knees were hurting.
Other people were standing up and moving around because your knees were hurting?
Yes. Other people, like, you can just go and give them, like Abraham. I think we paid Abraham at the table. We just gave them $40 cash and we're done with it. But, like, other people, like, no, you're not allowed to do that. Like, well, fuck. Y'all just being a bunch of assholes. Like, I still think it's funny that, like, when I met JDF 2 years ago, I think it was, whatever it was now, it was like... It was like $20 for an autograph, 20 or 25, and I know he gave us a whole bunch of extra shit. Like I got one, and my sister got, like, one, and she was getting one for a friend, so he gave her, like, two more, and then signed her shirt. And, like, now it's like $40 for a JDF autograph, and I don't know if that's Wizard World wanting more money, and so the prices go up, or if it's like JDF being like, I want more money because Wizard World's taking too much. Or just JDF being a dick. I don't know. Like, it really could be any of those. But, like, it's kind of why I don't really get too pissy at the actual people, because for the autograph prices, because I'm pretty sure it's the convention people are being douchebags also. And it's not just them, like, I want your money. But
the time to get pissy at him is when it's not at a Wizard World one and there's no rules like that.
Like Morphicon.
Oh. Yes, exactly.
And they're like, it's $1,000 to take a picture of me at the table. Like, what? Like, fuck you, Titanium Ranger. But I got to see Doc Brown. And but he was there. And, the one server got this one. We're walking around, this is before we left, like, after we met Stephen and Mel, we're walking around, getting ready to leave, and we're passing by Lou Ferrigno, and we had told Kaylee, that's the Hulk, and explained to her that, you know, when he turns big and green, like, that's him, that's the big green guy. Well, she's staring at him, like a creeper, so... She's like, Kaylee, do you want to go, like, meet him? And she's like, yeah. So, Kaylee, go say hi. And she, you would not want to go. So, she's like, on the outside of where, like, the little line was, because they didn't have a curtain set up next to him, because I guess he wasn't important enough. So, she goes around into the little wavy path thing, and she goes right up, and she stands right in front of him, in front of the table, and just stares at him. Doesn't say a word. She's a 6-year-old staring at Lou Ferrigno. And so he's looking at her like, is she going to say anything? She gives him a high five finally and walks away. No words. Didn't say a word. But if you ask her now, she's the happiest little kid on the planet because she met the Hulk. Like, it's gotta be weird. I don't understand it. But, like, and then you should have seen me in my bag because I brought my Z-ring. So I was wearing my Z-ring at times. Like, I prayed for like an hour at a time or so.
It's happening.
Well, I went to get something to drink. I was wearing my Z-ring at times, but then it would get uncomfortable, so I'd take it off. And I had, I was going to wear my Mega Bangles with it, but those didn't fit my other arm. Not sure why. But, like, if you looked in my bag, you would have found 4 Mega Bangles, about 8 Sonic screwdrivers, and, like, my jacket. I don't know why. I just decided to bring them. Actually, I probably did that because I couldn't remember which ones I had. And so if somebody was selling one, I wanted to be able to see if I had it or not. And the easiest way was just to bring them all.
You know, don't just take a picture of them. You have to
My phone kept dying and trying to find a signal in the convention center. And so
Look up a picture on your phone.
No, but if the phone dies, I can't look up a picture.
Well, don't die.
That's just good life advice.
Right?
Instead of having 8 Sonic screwdrivers, carry a fucking battery pack.
Or both.
This was more fun. And this way you're prepared for anything. You never know what kind of invasion could happen.
You never know what kind of swirlwinds will be tossed around.
Exactly. I might need a sonic screwdriver for an emergency situation. I might need to sonic somebody. You don't know. You don't know my life. So that was fun.
Have we met all the characters?
Yeah. We met all the characters. And they had a big old poster outside for Carrie Fisher for people to sign. And by the time Sunday was over, they'd signed the entire poster except for her face. Like, everything, the rest of it was covered in people signing it and leaving messages, and people left flowers, and it was kind of cool. But it was nice. I can't wait to see what they have next year. I'm really hoping at some point they can get the Winchesters to Comic-Con, because I want to meet Sam and Dean. And then you'll really see me just stare off into space and not know what's going on.
I would basically be like when Dean met Dr. Sexy.
It'll be like when Dean met Dr. Sexy. That will be me. That, or if we can get, like, I'd love for them to get, like, the Flash or Supergirl there, now that I've already gotten to meet Dolly. And met Dolly, and I met Sarah, and I met Slade. So now I need, like, you know, the Flash and... but they had a bunch of cool costumes. They had one chick dressed as a really good enchantress, which you can do if, as long as you're comfortable in, like, not wearing any clothes, basically, in public.
Being really dirty.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I'm trying to remember if she was that version or if she's like the cleaned up version, but she was basically wearing no clothes, which is always good. And there was a million Harley Quinns there. Some people who should not be dressed like Harley Quinn, dressed like Harley Quinn. I saw a couple of people dressed as the blind dude from Rogue One. A couple of Rays. It was pretty mixed. And then there wasn't as many doctors, like people dressed as the Doctor, this year.
Because they forgot the show existed.
Well, between that and I think just because Capaldi is not Matt Smith and David Tennant, and he's a grumpy old man, so you know that. Remember that argument with the stupid fangirls? It's kind of like that. I think.
Cumberbitches, but with Doctor Who.
Exactly. The coming bitches. and that's what I heard. Some coming bitches. But yeah, so I was like, well, you know, this is weird. And then there were less pops being sold there this year, which made me happy because I'm fucking sick of seeing those things everywhere.
Like soda?
No. Like the little big headed fucking thing.
What if on Earth 2 they're called soda vinyls? And then Earth 3, soft drink vinyls. Boom, nailed it.
Right then, I give up. I quit. Dolphin's a little homo. I have been playing more of Sun and Moon. So, see that? I'm not all the way in 2019, you fucking cockbag.
Wait, you're not in 2019? Like 2319! 2319! The Pixar.
Why are we in the future?
Oh, no.
Because Jesus. Jesus loves you, Brian. Didn't you hear me earlier? God.
At least someone does.
I don't believe
that.
That
cat feels really sad right now. I mean... sounded like a fake laugh.
Brian, I don't believe
your pity laugh, Brian.
I don't believe for a second that Jesus loves you.
No seals are involved?
No seals are more like a...
Oh, okay. So it's the singer seal.
Are we done yet?
I don't know. I said I was done, you fucking cockbag.
I can't remember a time we weren't here. I've just been in this mansion with these evil witches listening to Kevin talk about Comic-Con. Oh my god, there's so many pears here.
I can't remember a time when you weren't being a little asswipe.
That was just since I was born, really, when we think about it. Okay, this is going down. Well, that worked. Nicely done.
Now it's time for news. Yay.
We actually have bits this week.
We're getting gash hats of Kuga through Decade through Premium Bandai. And they have the best names.
They do have really good names.
Kuga is Adventure Guy Kuga. Agito is Agito of the Sun. Ryuki is Mirror Labyrinth Ryuki. Which apparently the first sound it says is Dragon Knight.
It's amazing. I love it to pieces. It's the greatest.
Fies is Moshi Moshi Fies. Blade is King of Poker Blade.
Is that a euphemism?
So many jokes. So. Hibiki is Taiko Master Hibiki. Kabuto is Insect Maw Wars Kabuto. Deno is Time Express Deno. And then let's see, Kiva is, let's say, Doki Doki Makai Castle Kiva. And Decade is Barcode Warrior Decade.
Decade's my favorite. Barcode Warrior. It's funny because, like, it's true, but hey.
Yeah. And as you scroll down, you can see a rendering of Decade Gamer. On the same page, they explain to you that the Double Through Drive Gashats are getting a retail release, which is apparently a news story for some people, even though it was in the last... even though it was in the last toy catalog about a month or so ago. But I don't know. People are fucking dumb. So the good news is that all of these Gashats are DX legit. So they've got lights and sounds. And I love the little images on them of the writer. Like, it's... I finally realized why they look familiar. It's the same style images. If you look on the Beetleborgs, the data bonder that comes with the little card on the input cards, that's the same style as the Beetleborgs on the input cards.
Did we talk about this last week? Also, the the Rider Gashats, and then Brian was like, I want him to get a premium release, or was that the week before?
I think it was the week before.
Oh, damn. It would have been like a double. Like
the effect lingered a little bit
okay.
for this one, but I mean, after Ghost did it with the Ghost icons, it wasn't too surprising that they would do it for the Gashats here, but like, I'm just glad because I didn't want them to get stuck as Gashapon, because the Gashapon ones are literally like the cancer of Gashats, and it like they're awful. Trash. Candy Toy would be okay, or from what I we don't really even know what Candy Toy exactly is yet. I'm assuming it's like the prototype ones, but I could be completely off on that regard too. I have no idea. But
so let me ask you this, Brian. I'm going to ask you this. What is worse, Gashapon Gashats or the Ninja Power Stars?
Well, the Ninja Power Stars, easy.
Yeah, that seems easy. I don't even own the Gashats.
Because at least the Gashapon Gashats like, have a metallic version that are really pretty.
Are Gashats.
And, and make at least some noise. They look cool.
The only noise the Ninja Stars make is when you throw them against the wall. And that's just clickety-clack.
Clickety-clack, clickety-clack, motherfucker.
Clickety-clack's that obnoxious sound the Sabertooth Tiger's cannons make for the movie toys.
Yeah.
Fuck that thing. But anyway. So yeah, I'm like super excited. I get my Hibiki Gashat because I need all my Hibiki shit in my life. And honestly, I get the biggest kick out of Dragon Knight, to be honest. But
I'm just glad I pre-ordered the retail ones when I did, because and didn't hesitate. Like, I considered hesitating.
Do not hesitate.
Do not hesitate. Show no mercy. Because they're all sold out everywhere. Like, so that made me, I feel like I made the right decision. Like, yeah. Not that I feel like they're going to be hard to get at a later date, but the only thing now that I need to do is get a Ghost
one. Selling really well.
Yeah.
There is like, a couple popping up on Mandarake.
There's a couple. Ghost. Like, I'm kind of torn between doing that and just doing what Brian did and buying a DS in the game, because I kind of want to play that game.
You should. It's fun.
Like, because I am that crazy
money?
To do
no,
it.
No, not really, but it's fun.
Is half of the stuff we do worth the money? Not really,
no.
But
let's be honest.
But we do it anyway.
Yeah, absolutely. So Car Rangers out on a DVD because we bitched about it.
It's coming out.
We willed that to happen, apparently. Man, we didn't even got confirmation of another series the next day. Here's a Car Ranger listing on Amazon.
You know how we do.
You're welcome, Internet. Y'all wanted more DVDs. Here you go.
Yeah,
not
so
Blu-ray.
Hopefully.
They, quote, don't care about Blu-ray. That's a huge oh-no-no. I bet they
That's
use
a
those
huge Oh-Niro Decado.
They don't even know who Genuine is. What a bunch of tools.
You know that's right.
Pretty sure I broke the game just now. Oh, no, never mind.
Broke life. So that's a thing that will happen in April, I think. April something.
Thug life.
I don't fucking know. So that's a thing that's happening. And then we got a bunch of like Ninja Steel shit going on. A preview clip happened. Also pretty close to after we recorded. I think.
Oh, yeah, that did happen after, didn't it?
This is what I want to know. What is with these people and their dads?
Like, it's a Toku thing. Like, they like, all dads need to have a leash.
They you need to put your dad on a leash, man. Bitches running wild.
Like, they they can't be allowed to leave the house or do anything important.
Like, because it was pretty ridiculous. Like, I'm watching it, and it's like, oh, my dad's been gone for 10 years. I'm like, you too? Didn't we just do that with Tyler?
You too?
It just seems so soon and so similar.
Yeah, I'm like, I mean, don't get me wrong. I saw Kelson Henderson, and I got, like, giddy like a little girl. But...
And then he turned into a mop, and I questioned my life choices. Like, regarding the clip, I do appreciate that Brody's voice isn't Tyler's.
Yeah, Tyler's got a fucked up voice. No wonder he joined the circus. I appreciate that
a lot. I like the concept of making, like, Shinobi Maru a robot, like, character.
I wish they would have thought of a cooler name than Redbot, though.
But it didn't look exactly like Shinobi Maru.
I'm thinking that they might customize him after they become Rangers, like add the logos on him and stuff, like since he's obviously not affiliated with the Ranger powers at this moment.
Yeah, I saw
I hope I, so, I saw because his, well, that's his head scares me. I don't like his head.
Fuck's
like, sake. His head legitimately terrifies me.
I think it would be neat if they made like UFO Maru and all the others robot characters, except like I'm terrified they'll make Rodeo Maru like a stereotypical Southern Belle or something. Actually, it'd be funnier if it was like a Southern Belle like woman. It's like a damsel in distress or something. But I mean, like, if it's just like a straight up annoying cowboy, like I can see it getting old fast. But like that could give a sort of reason for them making those weird like humanoid robot figures.
Yeah, so we'll have to see what happens with that. But I like that concept. I'm glad Kelson's back. I love Kelson to death. Kind of like one of those PR actors that I'm really pissed I haven't gotten to meet yet, because he's great. But Ripcon's voice is the worst thing I've ever heard. Especially when his Japanese version is played by my husband. So
I was going to ask you about that, how you felt about
like you
what
can't
they did
go
to
from,
your man crush.
You can't go from Kenji Matsuda to, oh my god, you're mad at us, a ninja master, and look at why you got back. Legit voice right there. Like,
they have so little variety in their voices, it's astounding.
Like, I hate it. I hate it so much. Like, normally voices don't really get to me. I'm like, oh, whatever. I'm used to the fact that, like, Sabonley has, like, three different... They have a ton of people that all do the same voice, apparently. Or it's just one guy getting credited under, like, 50 different names. But, like, so I'm used to it. But it normally doesn't bother me. But when you have a design as cool as Raizo's and a voice like Kenji Matsuda, and then you go to the... It's awful.
And like, even if we didn't know what Gabby Raizo sounded like, that suit just looks like it would be for a cooler voice than a sniveling villain. Because that's usually reserved for either like some sort of background person that's just kind of like a whiner, like lackey, or is like a backstabbing person that comes in for a little bit. And it's just, I kind of hate that voice.
Yep.
There was like a little trailer too, but that didn't show much else different, did it?
No, most of it was Sentai footage, if I remember correctly.
Yeah.
I
think there was like a couple other frames of like the cast.
Yeah.
I think that was it.
The only other bit was like the Red Ranger saying that there was going to be returning people in season 2.
Oh, which, for fuck's sake.
Like, may or may not have any clearance. I have no idea.
He ended up making shit up. I think that'd be even fun if he was just trolling the fandom and like was making it up.
Maybe he just meant they were all returning for the season, him and his friends.
Maybe. It wasn't a direct quote. Like the news article was just like in season 2, like returning favorite Rangers will appear, says William Schufelt or whatever his name is, and like it wasn't even a direct quote. It was just a yo, he said this.
Maybe he's just assuming that they're gonna become favorites and so that they're returning for season 2. Like, oh, okay.
Everyone loves us.
I think that would be hilarious and a huge troll to the fandom, and I think at that point he would become one of my favorite Rangers just for doing that.
I also like how that same article was like talking to students, and they were talking about how much they like certain things. I'm like, bro, these guys aren't even in the show yet. They're like, oh, everyone here at the school are huge fans. I'm like, the show hasn't even started yet. Like, these kids see in the future.
Do they know something we don't?
But I think
Force
that's it.
From the future.
They're all just Sam.
Yeah, I can't think of anything else.
Are any of them Dean?
Fortunately, no.
I'm hooked on a feeling. Did you want to talk about the cats?
Oh, God.
No.
Wait, yes.
Grenade.
Oh, my fucking God. Okay, so this Meower Ranger thing is a thing that's happening in our lives right now. For whatever fuck reason, Lionsgate or Saban or whoever,
somebody in the scene,
somebody thought this was a brilliant fucking idea. Is they're like, they're just sitting there like, let's capitalize on cute cat videos by shoving them all in incredibly tight ranger outfits.
Dear Lord, why are you phrasing it like that?
Well, they are. Look at them, like, poor fucking cats.
I didn't watch it.
Like, the one that was in the, like, the black outfit, like, it was pushed so low, it looked like he was a giraffe.
Jesus. So I saw that.
The costume was so low, and there was just, like, neck, and the helmets are really tiny. And, I mean, they're just, like, little hats, but, like, they're so, the little heads are squished in there. I kind of feel bad for them, but it's hysterical that, like, this is something that people thought was, like, a terrific idea. And I'm going to tell you the truth. It was, like, a minute long, and I was fucking laughing the entire time because it was kind of absurd. And they actually made a funny joke. But I'm kind of juvenile, and I'm watching cats in Power Ranger outfits. So I was kind of already set off in the first place. I was on my path to giggledom right there. And so it's honestly a fucking disaster, and their mentor's a fish. It's great. But yeah, so this is a thing that exists right now for however long this is lasting, and I have no idea how or why this is happening, but it is. And yeah.
The timing of it's impeccable. It is. Like, everyone talking about the trailer and how there needs to be a movie trailer. It was like right around the center of like 3 days where like that was the topic, was why the fuck is there no trailer? And then the next day, like, boom, Meower Rangers.
I'll be honest, I love it for the simple fact it put the fandom in a total tizzy. And I enjoy anything that does that, to be honest. And I mean, it's not like it's difficult, because like the tiniest things can throw like this entire fandom into a war with each other. It's really funny. But
the fandom,
like,
loves to get in a war with each other. That's what they do for fun.
It's just hysterical.
War
like,
never changes.
Like, nothing,
like,
is coming out on this damn movie. And I mean, to be real, we don't really even know a whole lot about Ninja Steel, and it airs in like 2 weeks, and I think 1 week now, almost, but. Like, it's hilarious, like, we don't know anything about these two main franchise things, and then Saban's just like, here's cats.
Classic Saban mess around.
This is what we get. And I'm curious if people think that, like, the cats are some movie tie-in thing. Like, I want to know what's going on in the casual's mind right now. Like... Like, there's this entire thing pumping up with a movie and stuff, and then all of a sudden there's just, like, a miniseries based on cats. And so, like I want to be a casual right now just to know what is happening in their minds.
To know what they're thinking.
Oh, wait, I can't wait to see cool new stuff about this movie. Cats. Okay.
Cats.
But yeah, so that's a thing that happens. So
I figured you'd want to talk about it. you and your horde of cats.
Yeah, I'm one shy of a team.
So have you let your cats watch it? Like, are they? Do you not want them to get ideas that they can go fight evil? What is the situation with that in your household, Brian?
They didn't care a whole lot.
Is there an age restriction on the show for the cats?
Well, no. They're entitled to if they want, but like Milo was too busy licking himself, and
you know how it is.
Well, to be fair, if you could lick yourself, you'd be busy doing that too.
Probably feels good, but another one was eating, and another one's living in the bathroom, and I don't know where the other one was. Probably in the kitchen or something like that. So, like, they're allowed if they want to, and if they want to leave and follow their dreams of becoming a superhero, I'm not gonna stop them. I will not stop anybody from achieving their dreams. And if Leon wants to grow up and become the Red Ranger,
I'll stop anyone from achieving their dreams. I think it's funny.
He's more than welcome to become the next Jason. You can do it. I believe in you, Leon. Wherever you are, on top of the toaster oven.
What is happening right now?
I'm telling Leon he can achieve his dreams. I don't know, Geodrer.
Let's talk about Leon some more. What's his deal?
He really likes the toaster oven.
It sounds more interesting.
Time for is it a brave little time? Juoja. What's your name? Mecha game. Mucha game. What's your name? I'm a Kamen Rider. Exado. Double X.
Did you ask if my toaster oven was brave?
Yes.
Brave little toaster oven. Is that his older brother?
Yes.
Brave little toaster oven.
When they grow up, they become ovens.
Or is the brave little toaster oven like the Walmart knockoff?
It's both. He's adopted brother.
Because that's the thing Walmart. That happens with every movie.
Like, right.
It comes out, you go to Walmart, and there's a knockoff version of it.
For all the poor black people to buy, so they don't have to go to the movies.
So here's what happened in Georgia.
It was a clip show.
Did you not watch it?
No, my silence.
Made a pink spandex suit.
Oh, I got it. Because okay. It was a clip I thought maybe show. Like you were waiting for us to talk because you didn't watch it. Because, no. I mean. I've said this before, but you could have just watched this episode onwards and been fine. Like, you could have skipped. It was a pretty thorough clip show. And it also shows how little has happened.
But yeah, the only new bits were, like, Mario came back and he had geo-human spandex and was really weird. And, like, his heart's in the right place, but it was fucking creepy. But... Zald is questioning who he is and his life choices about being blockish. And he's also...
He's like, oh yeah, come to think of it, I don't have a memory before we came here. Is that weird? Nah, it's fine. Weird? You're right. You always know just what to say, genius.
You and your alcohol. but he did find out that, like, the little cube things are inside of him, and he got all pissy about it. Like, instead of thinking, like, oh, I can use this as leverage, or I can do something with this, he's just like, fuck it, I need to go get my cube back. Storms off. I'm like, yep, you got it, dude.
Thanks,
great Michelle. Great A plan right there. And Larry was like, yo... Bard, you're kind of like, you know, weak and shit. Why is your cube different? I'm like, to sell toys.
Your
Larry.
Shit's weak, Wizzeek.
Larry doesn't understand how Centoy.
Centoy.
I'm just mashing words here. It's fine. I love Centoys.
I mean, it's accurate. Like, of what the franchise is about now.
Yeah, pretty much.
Like, at least some little things happen like that, and, like, I think Bard and Larry talked about how they probably used his cubes to, like, transfer the human energy into Misao, which I never even questioned, like, how they did it. I just thought they used alien science. Like, I didn't think it was, like, it didn't warrant an explanation.
Like, I mean, I question how they did it, but I just, like, I didn't ever figure we would get an explanation. So I just chalked it up to, oh, genus stuff.
Like, he just, you know, got him all drunk, and it was,
he's
like,
got
an orange.
He's got legs now.
Yeah, ever since he came out of his shell, he's like, oh, these babies can breathe.
And, like, I'm trying to figure out what the point was. Bless you. Like, I don't understand why he had that big pedestal pant thing, and
apparently I'm trying to figure out the point of the whole show.
Well, yeah, that's a step in the right direction as well, but, I don't know. I won't say awful, because, I mean, as a clip show, it was definitely really thorough.
Yeah, like, so you could just watch this onward, and, like, the Gokaidra episodes, and you're golden.
Yeah,
but yeah, it was.
They didn't
it's
even
still
mention
like
the Gokaigers in their clip show. I'm upset.
I know. How dare they? Really, that was like one of the highlights of their show. They have so little of them. You got to take advantage of it while you can.
One of the highlights of their show now is the fact that Marvelous came in, punched a plot into the show, and then left.
Basically.
Now here's the thing: is that there's some side shorts going on where they're learning about Sentai history.
Oh yeah, watch
and
that.
Jin and Jay are coming back to fight them for the name of Dobutsu Sentai because of GoBusters.
I hope they win.
So that's exciting.
Their Dobutsu was so much better than the Dobutsu we have right now.
It's true.
That was one of the most weeb things I've ever said.
That's
Jay.
Something to look forward to.
Jay's the best. Jay just needs to be in every Sentai, even if he doesn't make sense. Doesn't matter. It's like a goddamn like Machi Ranger 2.0, and here's just Jay. Just he's there. He's a magical Kuugata robot now. It's great. Or, no, he's a Kabuto robot. Never mind. No, he's both. He's both robots.
I know terms.
He's all the Beatles in one.
Is he the Borgs, too?
I don't know. Beat Buster.
Beat Borg.
Stag
Buster.
The part I found amusing was when they asked if there was going to be an Owl Blue, and he's like, no, it's Aka Blue, or something like that. And they just like looked horribly confused, and that part amused me. Like, the stare that they got on their face was pretty great.
I'll watch those eventually.
I thought it was just going to be two, and then it was going to be over, and apparently it's going to be more, and I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah,
I was like, let's buy this bullet.
There's one in every Blu-ray set, I think. I think there's, like, four or something.
Yeah, I think someone needs to ask them when they're going to make an Akabuster.
It'd be funny if there was one in every Blu-ray set for like ever for DVDs. Like you just pick up like Age of Ultron and it's in there, like just randomly as an Easter egg, like a hidden menu item. That'd be a really funny, like weird, like hidden menu item where you click on something specific on a screen and just find that in like a Marvel DVD or like 51st Dates or something random like that. Be hilarious. I don't know why I did that. I'm sorry. I immediately regretted it. I regretted it like as I started saying it. Just like Georgia.
Facts,
moment of
yeah.
silence for Georgia. Oh my god, is there still people here?
Yeah,
oh no.
I don't know
yeah,
how.
Yeah, we're still here.
Not you, not you two. Like, fuck's sake, is this still happening?
Wait, what's happening? What's going on?
So, X-Aid, I'm trying to kill this queen, but I'm out of resources.
Oh.
I can't find shit. All I can't even. This lamp is nothing. But I want that on a shirt. I don't know why.
This lamp is nothing.
Like, it doesn't help me at all. So, Xane. Emu is a little punk bitch that's gonna get his patient killed because he's mourning a dude that he barely even believed.
Yeah, like, I get that. Like, I mean, I don't get him. I mean, I understand the absurdity of it. I understand being upset, like, someone died, like, in front of you.
Yeah.
Like, gruesomely by the evil zombie man. But, but like, seriously, they weren't friends. He's like, you killed my friend. I'm like, you guys weren't friends.
Yeah, you were, like, awful.
You
to
didn't
him, to
believe
be
him until, like, a day before that. You thought he was a lying sack of shit.
And, like, one thing I did like, though, is that it actually started to paint... this sounds so bad, like, the way I'm saying it, but, like, Emu's compassion is a bad thing, because both him and Brave's approaches are valid, but they always make it seem like Emu's is the only way to really go. And I think this was a good example of, like, his feelings about this dwelling is harmful because his mind's elsewhere. And I think it was a good way of showing that.
Oh my God. Well, don't you understand? Emu is emo. That's the joke.
One letter away. But I like how, like, at the beginning of the show, Brave was doing, like, the same thing that Emu's doing right now. And now it's kind of like a role reversal where Brave's like, yo, patient, help. And Emu's like, no, I gotta beat this guy. He's zombies and death and Kyria and...
Revenge.
Revenge.
I want revenge.
So I thought that was kind of interesting.
Here's what I'm confused about. So Genom's plan was to get all these Gashats ready for this great rider game that's going to be the greatest game ever across the city. And then this week he's like, we don't even need the riders. What? The game's called, like, Kamen Rider something. What are you talking
Chronicle?
About? Fuck. Yeah, that's it. It's like Pokemon Chronicles. Jimmy's going to be in it. And, like, Richie and, like, anyone with, like, an E sound at the end of their name. And so that makes no sense to me.
Yeah, oh, okay, I just think his whole deal is that, like, the riders existed basically to make him zombie powers.
Well, then, like, what's the point of the game, then?
He needed to get, like, all the data of the games, and then he got the zombie data so he could be, like, immortal for all eternity, and now he's like, I got all my data, I don't need them anymore. And so now he wants to get the games back to... I'm not sure why he needs the games back, to be honest, but...
But, like, I thought that they were a part of it, like, that they were going to be the players in this grand game he's making, and then, so, like, what's the point of this game he's setting up, then? Seems like there's no point to it.
Maybe he figures that he can just make the main character also have zombie powers, and there doesn't need to be any other characters.
This sounds like a bunch of token nonsense, honestly.
It's gonna be a perfect game. It'll be the only game anyone ever needs to play, apparently.
Apparently, that's what he's thinking.
Coming
this
summer.
Like, I was also confused as to how him asking Permface to, like, plug that dual gear Gashat into, like, a bugster is going to help him gather data. Like, I just want to know things properly.
Okay, for that instance, I kind of feel like that was his plan the entire time.
To get the Mighty Brothers thing?
No, like, to try to kill one of them. So he gave
it to
Parade, and he was like, yo, go get data on this. And he's like, well, why won't you use it? He's like, oh, if you use that, you'll just fucking die. It'll kill any human. Parade's like, oh, that's fucking genius. And so that was how I interpreted it as, that Genom just kind of always wanted him to try to kill one of them. And he wasn't expecting Emu to be some sort of weird mutant baby.
Oh, okay.
And die.
Babies.
And I'm sure we'll know why Emu is a mutant baby soon. Something with bugsters. He's a bugster, basically, I think.
Yeah. I'm a bugster.
He is now. So,
like, obviously, we, you know, didn't get an answer to that this episode, and, like, we didn't get an answer or an explanation in show of why it created Mighty Brothers. But, like, I knew that was coming next week, but it's just, like, the stuff with his plan and, like, the how it would relate to Paradox's writer system was kind of confusing to me. It kind of came off as, like, when he revealed his master plan wasn't, like, when he revealed his identity, it just comes off as, like, half baked, basically.
I not feel even like half. That's like
they put it in the oven and didn't turn the oven on.
I feel like that's Genom's entire thing, is just not really having that grand of plans, but thinking he's a fucking genius.
That seems about right. He's playing it completely straight. Like, it's not like a comedic character where it's like that, but like it's like, yeah, this is it. This is the plan.
He's like, I'm fucking this great. Happening. This is brilliant. Meanwhile, like. Plodies, I don't know.
I just call him Perm. Permhead.
He's just kind of over there doing his own scheme because he's going to get a rider system. Apparently he's like, yo, when are you going to be done with my rider system? And fucking Genom's like, eventually, but I got this thing. And I thought it was going to be the gear duel, and then I completely forgot that we haven't gotten the Mighty Brothers yet, because the toy's been out for like 3 weeks, because it was in the movie, and so like I completely forgot we hadn't got it yet in the show, and I'm like, oh, it's the gear duel, and then I'm like, oh wait, no, that's Mighty Brothers, I forgot. So I don't know when the gear duel's popping up. I mean, I know it's coming out now, it's coming out at the end of the month, but so yeah, I don't know if they're linked at all or what's gonna be what or who or anything like that, but all I know is
I still wish that they would give us like one episode between debuts. Like, we just got Dangerous Zombie. It's like, come on, son.
It's never gonna end.
It's not. Like, they do a better job at it, it just kills me.
Cause like we have Mighty Brothers next week, and then we're apparently gonna have Paradox by the 28th. So, and then probably not too long after that, probably maybe...
At least the thing with Paradox is that it's kind of tied together with this.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's all, they're both the dual gears and stuff, but it's still, like, I would have liked at least... It doesn't have to be between every debut, but at least between one debut, give me one buffer episode. It's killing me, Smalls. Because... With Sentai and Riders, they blow their load in the first quarter, and then you have this drought.
Hold on, stop bitching. You had your one episode reprieve, because Zombie showed up, and then Kiria died, and then Mighty Brothers didn't show up until the end of this episode. So you had an episode. Stop bitching.
That does not count. It's the same thing they did with Dragon Knight, with, like, he used it, and they're like, oh, they need four people, but not really. They're just going to do four people once, and then he's going to try really hard every time. I don't understand what the point of that was.
He's going to try really hard.
They can't
hard.
Use four people now, because Laser's dead.
Well, I know, but, like, so then what was even the point? They should have made it three-player co-op.
Like, they did the four-player co-op thing once, and then he just kind of spams it himself, even though
like,
he's going to use
wish
it for, like,
they
a minute.
Had... two different forms, like one that was like Dragon's like just on its own, and then one that actually needed to be some sort of co-op, and it just doesn't happen a lot because everyone can't get along. But I don't know.
I like how they also did they did all this stuff to take Kiria's actor out of like the intro, but then at the very end part where they're all fighting each other, Laser's suit's still there. I'm sitting there going, why do you do this? Why this?
Silly Brian, chicks are for kids.
Do we already mention that like they've held a press conference alerting to the public about the Buster virus?
I completely forgot about that. Like they were like, yo, this is what's going on.
Well, here's like, this 411, peeps. What'd it do, Pikachu?
And then this poor guy has fucking cancer. He's like, yo, it's fine. It's whatever. You can cure me, but I got fucking cancer. I'm gonna die anyway. It's cool.
Doesn't even matter.
So now Emma's like, what? I can't save you.
I can't. But maybe you could save your teeth. What was I gonna say? Fuck's sake, I forgot already. Oh my god. This is hard to do and talk at the same time. I thought it was kind of interesting, though, that like they revealed the situation to the public, because usually when you have a series where something like that would be revealed to the public, it's usually not till the end or near the end. Mm-hmm. But also, when like I was watching the scene, it made the premise just sound even more ridiculous when they said it out loud like that.
game
disease. Doctors with armored suits. It made it seem even more ridiculous.
A it's video like game character will materialize out of your body.
Yeah, like, I've obviously heard it, you know, been gone over multiple times before, but, like, something about the official setting just really drove home how freaking weird it is.
It's like, it was really funny. They're like, this is what we call game disease. A video game character materializes out of your body when the disease progresses. It will then cause you severe stress and you will disappear.
There's some mastermind behind it. We're not entirely sure what his plan is, to be honest. I don't even think he's sure.
Turns out he just really wants to make a video game.
He's just going, like, in a really twisted way about it, honestly. I want to make about zombies, and the best way to do that is to do, like, method acting, but with method video game developing. So I'm going to kill myself, and I'm going to become a zombie and live that life.
Also, like, when Getem starts, also like, math. Reforming is really creepy. It kind of, like, freaks me out a bit.
Yeah, it's neat, though.
He's like, rah, rah. I'm like, oh, shit.
And they discovered he has no gauge because he's dead. Fuck you, bitch. Not you. Just the girl that won't die. Oh, that's the sleep
tires. I have no gauge because I have no filter. And I just say things to Brian that don't make sense.
Oh my god, it's happening. Remember when we used to do sound effects for, like, summaries?
Remember when Brian had a penis? And then we cut it off?
I'm a bugster. Thank you for telling me.
I didn't know.
Stop, bug, stop.
Stop. It sounds like it's just got like a wicked sinus infection. Like post-nasal drip, like the whole nine yards.
Stop, bug, stop.
You know how it is.
I get some tongue action going on in there.
Oh, dear lord.
Ooh, giggity. Leave my fucking cookies alone, you little piece of shit. Yeah, Brian, leave your cookies alone. Part of the cast. I mean, that just sounds kinky. Like, leave her cookies alone.
Leon really likes cookies, apparently.
I thought she was talking to you.
No. I did, too.
No, because she had cookies from Subway, like, a week or so ago, and apparently overnight, Leon ate the cookies. And then today, I had a cookie, and Leon tried to eat it, and now he tried to steal a bag of the cookies. He really likes cookies.
People named Leon are assholes.
I mean, to be fair, he likes all sorts of food, but I think he really likes cookies. This is a bit.
Well, who doesn't like cookies?
Monsters?
People with no soul.
Cookie Monster loves cookies.
Look. I didn't think that joke through. It was historically inaccurate, as are most of my jokes.
Veggie Monster doesn't like cookies. Veggie Monster likes vegetables.
Is that a real thing?
I think they tried to make him Veggie Monster or something, and it didn't work. Something about healthy choices for children, and then people were like, no!
Well, that always backfires. Who wants healthy choices?
I don't Nobody. Know. Bitches be running wild.
Ramble time.
Yeah, I don't know if Pokemon was on this week, but I still haven't watched it.
It was. I watched it. It was Serena and
deciding to go to Hoenn to try out Pokemon contests.
Like,
and that old bitch was just like, you should go to the Hoenn region. There you can do... Like, she's fucking Obi-Wan talking in Empire Strikes Back. There you can do Pokemon contests.
In the Hoenn system.
Yeah, like... She's like, they're like the Pokemon Showcase, but different. Like, oh, okay. We're just admitting it's fake contest now. Like, not that I needed them to admit that, but at least they're honest about it. So that happened, and because, like, so, Serena, did you make a decision if you're going to come be my bitch? And she's like, no.
I got your collar and leash already.
She's like, we're going to 50 Shades of Grey this shit up.
She's like, I'm learning how to crack the whip.
This is just turning all sorts of dirty, and I am loving it.
Pokemon happens when I'm 3 weeks behind. It's just like, there are three of them on there, I just can't get motivated to watch them.
And so Serena's like, no, I'm not really into, like, bondage and shit. And she's like, no one's ever turned me down. Arya was all up in this pussy. Like, oh, God. This just got really weird for a kid's show. What the fuck? I don't know if they allow this on Disney XD.
Is there any word on, like, when that's supposed to start officially? Since we're nearing the end of XY's run now?
No idea.
Okay.
Because
I know, like, I've seen
February,
it. Every now and then they'll, like, re-air the Sun and Moon thing on XD, but that's about it.
I watched... the first two episodes with the dub, and I really enjoyed it.
Yeah, you said that last week.
Yeah.
I don't know. I wanted to say
those
again.
Vinyls.
I wanted to say it again. I just really want it to be time for Sun and Moon's anime. Like, I want to be done with Serena and Bonnie. Is that too much to ask?
Apparently. I want to know what the theme song's gonna be.
I want to know what love is.
You'll never know that.
You know that's right.
I want to know what the Rotom deck sounds like here.
Like a Rotom.
Dex.
Dex.
It's just Mass Rider.
Oh God! Can you imagine?
Max Rider, Super Gold.
Max Rider. Does it have anything to do with Max Steel? Max Rider? Sorry.
He maxed you.
Max me a question. Okay, wait. Is this not freeze time?
No, I don't know how to freeze time, but if you give me enough, you know, well, time, I guess I could learn how.
I got the ducats. Oh, God, it's happening. Oh, shit, I was just fighting an inanimate object. God damn it.
Sounds like normal for you, really. Dawson is one of those infomercial people.
Speaking of inanimate objects, anybody else besides me watch Dragon Ball Super?
I forgot to record it.
So no.
Did I forget?
I fully intended to.
I haven't watched it. I don't remember how to record it or not. I'm going to watch it.
Okay.
I fully intend to watch it. I just forgot to record it because I'm retarded. Like Brian.
Yeah. Same.
I mean, it was nothing special. I mean, I knew it was going to be nothing special because, like, I know it starts off really fillery, like, not the magical dimension, but just, like, filler. And then, we're going to retread the shit. I wish we could have at least gotten a two-part premiere since we have so much to catch up on, but whatever. At least we have the proper voices, but unfortunately we're using their trash score.
Well,
which, to be fair, I want to get, like, a sample of, like, battle music to know what it's like, but, like, because the score right now is really hard to gauge, but I wish we had our own score or theme song. That would be great.
That's why, because Kaylee snuck herself in the room again.
Was there a reason that we used, or not used, we changed Kid Gohan's voice for Kai?
Because? Original voice actress wasn't employed by them anymore.
Oh, that sucks, because I really hate the new Gohan. I mean, luckily we have, like, regular adult Gohan now, but, like, and it really it's not like she's terrible as a voice actress. I don't know her other work, but, like, for Gohan, like, the voice for Kid Gohan and, like, Kid Goku was, like, iconic. Like, same thing for, like, adult Goku, and it just doesn't sound right. Especially when you get into, like, the Cell arc. It just, I don't like it. And, like, I don't know if we're going to get any flashbacks Gohan, or anything. And apparently, like, Goten and Kid Trunks have new voices in this, but they sound exactly the same. Like, go ahead.
I was just going to say, it was either that she wasn't employed anymore, or they
I think she's young.
They just wanted Gohan to have a different voice than Kid Goku, maybe? I don't know.
Well, I thought that, too, but, like, I looked it up, and it said that she replaced Kid Goku as well.
Oh, okay, then.
And it... And, like, I always kind of liked that they sounded the same and then Goten was different, but I don't know. Gohan purist, apparently.
I'm kind of curious, so I'm going to go look.
Well, I always knew that Dawson was a purist asshole.
Like, they changed a couple others. Like, I preferred regular Frieza, but, like, I didn't hate the new one they got. But I liked the new Android 19. So I gave him something. But I just didn't like the new Gohan at all. And I was kind of hoping they might change it back or age it up somehow when they got to, like, pre-teen Gohan for the Cell games, but it just doesn't work for that.
Kaylee, did you flush my toilet? Go flush the toilet, Kaylee.
Hey, baby, you want to flush my toilet?
Dear Lord. He's not trying to start something, Cat.
The things that go
on. Brian's trying to pick a baby and Cat.
With the toilet.
Brian's trying to make a toilet baby with Cat.
There you go.
That doesn't sound dirty at all.
Toilet babies.
Oh, made me waste a bullet. Not you.
Sorry about your toilet. Or bullet.
Why is Brian jerking off
your wallet? I also watched, because it was premiering, I don't know if I'll keep up with it, but out of curiosity, I checked out the final chapters of Kai, and, like, it's funny because they do have regular adult Gohan voicing it, but it sounds funny to me because I feel like his voice is deeper now, almost. And, like, I felt like it was a little bit lighter when he was first starting as Teen Gohan, so it was a bit more whimsical. But now it's, it's, like, the same level of deep voice as when he got his Mystic Gohan power, so it comes off a little weird.
Mm-hmm.
But I have to go back and, like, rewatch a clip from the old days to see if that's just my imagination. But, because I know that they can re-record all the dialogue and stuff, because they also changed it from Gold Fighter to Gold Warrior for some reason. I don't know why that was necessary.
Gold power.
And I kind of hate that they don't call him Hercule anymore. What are you doing?
Masturbating.
That's happening. Okay, so no one watched Dragon Ball. So Shield then, I guess?
Shield.
Shield was really good.
Fuck yeah, it was. Well,
what was... I missed the first 5 minutes because Sweet Vicious was recording, so, like, I came in right when, like, the brother came out and met with her for breakfast. So, like, I missed the first 5 minutes before that. Was there anything important?
I, like, just watched this today. I should remember.
What a bitch.
Oh, no, the intro scene was just Ada checking up on May in the closet. Aida.
Oh, okay. So, like, they bookended it with that.
Yeah.
Because then they all checked on May. Okay. Because, like, it started just him going out for breakfast, and he's like, oh, I'm your sister, I love you.
Ball sack. She covered
his face. But I thought they did a really good transition between these two, and I like how... It feels a little bit different, a little science fiction-y, but they still have, like, that magic element in there with the Darkhold and stuff.
Yeah.
And I thought it was a neat twist that it ended up being Radcliffe and not, like, Ada.
Yeah, like, I wasn't expecting... I should have expected that, but I didn't for some reason or another. I don't know why.
Like, and I'm kind of, like, a little bit sad because I liked his rapport with Fitz. But, like, I also like how it's making it different from, like, Ultron and stuff. And I think that they could still bring in an element later of her possibly really having gained emotions from the Darkhold, but maybe not make it a negative thing. Mm-hmm. Like, I think that could be cool. But for now, like, I like that it was a twist I didn't see coming. And that it makes things a little bit different, shook things up a little bit. And Mac was just gold in this whole episode. Like, him and Yo-Yo just continuously talking about robot movies. And then he has a life insurance policy against robot death. Roll credits would just kill me at the end. It was perfect.
Like, that was just a great scene in general. Just slice.
Yeah, like, I wasn't expecting it, too, because up to that point, we had no idea that Radcliffe was behind it. So I was like... And as far as we know, she didn't, like, upload herself somewhere else, but then I forgot that May was there, too. So she could have uploaded a backup into May. But still, that took me by surprise, and it was great.
I was like, oh, and May, oh shit.
And May doesn't know she's a robot, which is also interesting.
Yeah.
So Coulson's going to fall in love with Maybot, and it's going to be a whole thing. I think he's going to realize when her vagina feels like cold metal. Unless it's like a full-on, like, Westworld host where it's just, like, flesh and bone, but with just, like, a robot brain.
And a vagina.
God damn it.
They start dating, but then the real one comes back, and he tries to put the move on her, and she gets pissed off.
Great. She's like, you didn't even know I wasn't a robot. Well, yeah, but you know your personality. You know how it is. Bring it in.
Bring it in, bitch.
Oh, but then Mac was perfect in this episode. I mean, Mac's perfect in most episodes, to be honest. But
I also loved the line that Daisy had when she was talking to the director about he was being modest about that whole Vienna thing, and she's like, "You can't be modest and have a glamour shot on your desk." He's like, "You know, that Dinotopia life, whatever that show was called, not Dinotopia. That's a different show." There we go. Dinosaurs.
Dinotopia.
There's a show called Dinotopia. I think it has Wentworth Miller in it. Captain Cold. Look it up.
I know who Wentworth Miller is.
Dinotopia.
Dinotaurs.
Let's see. Television miniseries. Yeah, you're right.
See? I knew it. See? I know Wentworth Miller's life.
That's not creepy at all.
Oh shit!
Prison Break comes back April or something.
Is a four-hour TV miniseries co-produced by Walt Disney and Hallmark. It's based on
Hallmark. Hallmark can suck my dick.
Am I still alive? How am I still alive?
Because I told them to.
Okay.
We ask that question of Dawson Mutt all the time. How is he still alive? Still waiting on an answer.
Life's greatest questions.
It's one of life's mysteries. How is Dawson still alive?
Is there any other shows on this week, Ramble Time wise, that like some of us watch besides me?
No.
I don't think so.
No one watches TV but you.
Me and George, apparently. Where are all these enemies? They gotta
be
some.
Where are all these clip shows?
Wherever you are.
How did you hear that?
Because the TV's
I'm being so
loud.
Incognito about it. It's not. I guess it is kind of, because the headphones are canceling it out a little bit. Shit. Like, it makes it seem like it's quieter than it is.
Headphones are tricky. Tricky little son of bitches.
You know how it is.
Sons of bitches.
Apparently it looks like they're starting to dub more Digimon, and I just kind of hope we just skip the BS Theater release altogether.
I'd be like, fine with not... that, since I never feel like paying the money to go see it.
Are they done with that in Japan? Is Tri done?
No. Four still has to come out.
When does it come out?
I don't know. I haven't even watched anything past one.
Well, because I was just thinking, like, you know, why don't they just wait here and, like, dub all of them at once and just release it as, like, a DVD set instead of doing this weird whatever the hell theater release they're thinking that's cool. I just think that would be nicer.
Now they want to milk all your money.
But they're not, though. Like,
milk him. Milk him.
They release in theaters one time with, like, no other theater releases and then no DVD release. It's a terrible way to make money.
They didn't get your money, but they got everyone else's money.
For a limited release theater showing?
Because a ticket was, like, fucking $18 or some shit.
Oh, Jesus. That's insane. I didn't even know about that.
Because it's only at night, and it was only at, like, theaters that do, like, Fathom events. And, like, their tickets for those are, like, $15 a pop.
Jesus.
And it's, like, that's why I didn't
see it. $15 for pop? What?
They could still stand some of those DVD sales.
Not even including the pop, Kevin. You don't understand.
Not even including the soda pops. They're really annoying.
Like, if you add in the pop, it's like $30 to go see a movie. Because you gotta get popcorn, too, otherwise it's not a real movie.
Well, exactly. That's just a given.
Because I've sat through a movie one time without popcorn, I thought I was gonna die.
I had to do it for a while because the person I was with claimed, I'm pretty sure it was a lie. I found that out later. It was kind of a lie. To be allergic to popcorn, and that's not the case.
Why would you lie about that? What do you?
She had no soul.
What do you stand to gain?
I don't know.
Who hates themselves so much to pretend that they're allergic to popcorn? That's like being allergic to cheese, which I know is a thing that unfortunately exists for some people.
It reminds me of that scene in The Office where he's like, "Oh man, if I was allergic to dairy, I would just kill myself."
I would, though, let's be honest.
You all know she had no soul.
Well, it just seems weird, because, like, usually if you lie about something like that, you're trying to get out of eating it, but I don't know what that gains to not let other people enjoy it.
I think it was one of those things to see, like, oh, will you actually do this because I tell you, like, I can't be around it? Like how far can I control you? And
oh, Jesus.
Honestly would have said sucks to be you and ate popcorn.
Just throwing the popcorn at her.
Shove it down your throat, bitch.
Will you break out? Throw. Throw.
Like, because that
what happens
went
if
on
you
for,
smell
like,
it? Shoves bang in the veins.
That went on for over at least a year out of the 2 years we were together, and then it was just like all of a sudden one day just, oh yeah, I'm gonna eat popcorn. Like, aren't you allergic? Well, not exactly. Like, it's like, oh, okay, so you lied. Okay, got it. Thanks. Like, you couldn't just say I lied about it. You had to cover the lie with a lie. And
I was only allergic to it for that 1 year. It was like a good deal I made.
Like, can you not have this? Like, well, no, I can kind of have it. Well, then why'd you say you couldn't? Oh, I don't remember saying that. I know you said it.
I don't
it.
Recall
Stop
saying
it.
That. Wrong. Wrong. I don't know the rebels. I don't know Putin. I don't know anybody. Oh, God, I'm stuck.
Like, God damn it. I don't know Putin. I would love to know Putin. I think that'd be fun. Have buddy cop adventures on the weekends, killing people.
So we got one more like dry week, and then we get all the CD shows back. Oh, they are renewed though. That's a thing. All the DC shows got renewed.
Yeah, CW renewed like 7 shows, like just without blinking. They're like, fuck this. Renewed.
They blink, they be dead.
That's true.
They renewed Blinking like everything head. Airing right now that isn't planned to end.
Yeah.
Yeah, because there's a couple of the shows that are airing right now that they did not pick up or something like that, like for more episodes or something. I don't know, but they're like new shows that suck. So
they're over here going, let's move Legends of Tomorrow to Tuesdays to hopefully boost its ratings, but let's renew it.
That's the only way to do it, though, you know.
Well, but they said something like they do that so that way that they can like cohesively write a story and not have to worry about are we going to get renewed.
Yeah.
So they renew shit early so that they can have like better stories. I'm like, I like that idea. Let's do that more. But I just know that I'm very happy. My shows are safe.
There's like very little I have to worry about getting renewed now. Like hopefully S.H.I.E.L.D. gets renewed and all that jazz. But there's like, it just makes me realize like how much the core stuff I watch during the main like TV season is on the CW when like 90% of my shows are renewed in one swoop. And it's not even master swoop.
Not even masturbating. 0 out of 10.
Bader. Let's see if this helps.
But yeah, because it's like, oh, Supernatural renewed, Flash renewed, Supergirl renewed, Legends of Tomorrow renewed. I'm like, oh, fuck. Y'all just like went down the line and just checked off a bunch of boxes. Like, yes, done.
I'm especially glad about Arrow because it's gotten so good. And I know that like Steven's contract was like either close to being up or was up. So that was kind of a nice...
Yeah, the picture of him and Diggle was from Comic-Con this week. I think they told them on stage Sunday. They were doing some kind of like a Q&A on the main stage, and I think they told them like during the Q&A, like, hey, by the way...
your show's been renewed.
Your show's been renewed. Like fuck yeah, it has.
So like that made me happy. I was like... pretty sure that they're all going to get renewed, but I was a little worried about Arrow because it's been going on so long, and I was a little bit worried about Supergirl since it was, you know, new to the network, and I know Legends is a little bit more expensive to produce, so.
Yeah, but they all made the cut, so fucking Supernatural gets like a 13th season, like, that show never die.
I like how Stephen Amell tweeted them, he's like, congrats on your 22nd season.
Stephen Amell just wins the internet, just always. Like, he is the best.
Alright, so I guess now it's time for... There's no TFNF this week. We did like a blowout last week.
We blew our load, just, it was massive. It was like in Scary Movie and like the bitch got stuck to the ceiling. It was so much of a load.
That's exactly what it was like.
Finalities! I have a thingy and it's not final.
N3P.
That's in my pants. Who wants to touch it?
Not me. If yes, I could pass on that, that would be great.
Everyone knows you want to touch it. All the ladies are touching it right now. All of them at once.
All the ladies in your house? One of, like, two of them are severely underaged.
No, all the, not those ladies. All the ladies in the world right now are touching it.
That is impressive. I got nothing.
I got nothing, man. Whatever, I'm not in this.
That sounded more like the Batman theme.
We're done.
So done.
Weird dick.